you are?
Mr. Allen.
Okay. Mr. Allen, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be chairing your hearing at this time, sir.
All right.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Kind of.
Well, I'm speaking loud and I'm using the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Justin Curtis Allen, 289-470.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest.
Right.
You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 28, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights?
Yes.
Pardon me. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing, or pardon me, hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You cannot see us, but on the bench are five voting board members. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Allen and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, pardon me, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Okay.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your community supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse at a criminal laser company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and is suitable for testing on or about July 24, 2017 for the task lab report dated July 27, 2017. Mr. Allen, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and is suitable for testing on or about August 14th, 2017 for the task lab report dated August 16th, 2017. Mr. Allen, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. The final allegation, allegation number three, violation of condition number four is demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about August 17, 2017, as directed. Mr. Allen, is this true or false?
No, I did not complete it, so yes, it's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Allen's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Agree.
Mr. Allen, we'll just give you 1 moment to fill out some paperwork and then we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who gave me the second?
I did.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, back to you, Mr. Allen. We're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, as this is an open hearing, We will come back to you momentarily, Mr. Allen. Mr. Osborne, if you could.
Mr. Allen was released from DOC on June 12th of 2017. He was arrested on August 17th of 2017 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on August 17th of 2017. And he has a CCD December 11th of 2017 that reflects zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated DUI, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2014, aggravated DUI, 4 months. He has 2 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 3.3, mental health scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2003, robbery, California, felony conviction, probation. 2009, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2012, DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He had a community risk score of a G2, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Allen. I'm going to go through a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved address of 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona. On June 23rd, 2017, you were discharged from Changes Halfway House. You established residence at Vivre, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. In July 2017, you were discharged from Vivre Halfway House due to continuous drug use. On July 17, 2017, you established residence with MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. We don't have any record of you working when you were on community supervision, but were you working at all, Mr. Allen?
No, I wasn't able to work at that time.
Okay, sir. Regarding programming notes, you were assigned to the color coding program through TASC. You tested positive for THC and opiates, tested positive for amphetamine, had another positive test for amphetamine, opiates, and THC. You tested positive for opiates and THC. And then there were the business of the diluted urine samples. You also tested positive for benzodiazepine.
Benzodiazepine.
Yeah, I was had a tough time pronouncing pharmaceuticals, thank you. In August, you were referred to CAP for substance abuse programming. You failed to attend CAP substance class, pardon me, abuse class 3 times in June, August, and twice in August. So overall, you attended 5 CAP classes. You were screened, assessed, and accepted into ITH at MRC. You were discharged from ITH due to, says that you did not participate in the program and that you continued to abuse Xanax. And references to submitted diluted UAs July 24 and August 14, 2017. We'll just begin there, sir. It sounds like that during your community supervision that you had some ongoing issues with drug abuse. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
And where are you at now? Have you been able to clean up?
Yeah, I have.
So what's your plan for the future? Regardless of how this board votes today, within a matter of weeks, it would seem that you'll be eligible to complete your prison sentence. So what are your plans for dealing with drug abuse, sir?
I would like to go back and address the issue. I think it's something that needs to be dealt with. And, I'm trying to clean my life up, and I'm probably going to be moving back to California where my son's at. So I would like to get the problem under control for sure. Like, I mean, while I'm in here, it's easier and stuff, but, being on the streets, there's a lot more situations that can come up, and I would like to be able to deal with those, and, you know.
When's the last time you used drugs, sir?
On the 17th, 15th.
Of which month?
August.
Okay, August 17th?
August 16th.
16th, thank you, sir.
17th.
Oh, pardon me, August 16th, 2017. And what was that drug, sir?
It was a prescription for the benzos. The Xanax?
Yes, sir. Have you been able to stay, well, I guess you're answering that question right now, but are you receiving any sort of treatment while you're inside the prison system, whether you're going to group counseling, are you receiving any medical treatment regarding drug abuse?
No, not at this time.
Or any personal issues?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Materials that you have explained that your girlfriend may be pregnant, has that been confirmed, or?
She actually wasn't pregnant.
Okay, so you know that she's not.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Any further questions by fellow board members? One follow-up question, Mr. Allen. You made reference to your desire to return to California when you're free and clear, so to speak. Where do you live in California?
Excuse me?
Where do you live in California?
Where do I live in California?
Yeah, what do you plan on? You said you planned on returning to California when you were free with cancer.
Yeah, I'm originally from California. All my family's out there. And my son just moved back there a year and a half ago. So I really don't have anything holding me back here.
How old is your son, sir?
He's going to be 11. On December 12th.
Okay, sir. Seeing no further questions from fellow board members, this hearing is coming to a conclusion. Would you like to give a final statement to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir. The board will now be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, again, under the open meeting laws, you're welcome to listen to the discussion, but if you can just remain quiet, we will come to a decision and come back to you shortly. Okay, Mr. Allen?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Full of board members, with respect to Mr. Allen, especially because he was polite, I certainly understand his desires to want to return to California and spend time with his 11-year-old son, and there's always that balance that at least one voting board member have to consider as to what might be the most productive use of time before someone is actually released from the prison system without community supervision. He has almost exactly 2 months left of his sentence. It sounds like that his getting off of any drugs is fairly fresh. It sounds like that, according to him, the last time he used drugs was in August. Right now, the impression that I get is that he's not using drugs inside the system, and he has relatively little time left on his prison sentence. I think that time may be best used with him taking advantage of what's left to put together a plan for his return to the community, whether it be California or Phoenix. And hopefully he's ready to make a decision to stay off of drugs, especially with an 11-year-old son in play. That's the way I'm looking at it, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Okay, And I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2865. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Allen was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Allen, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 11, 2017. We hope that you don't take this as a negative. You only have 2 months left on your prison sentence. And again, we're encouraging you to take advantage of the remainder of your time to put together a plan for your safe and productive return to the community. In this case, you'll be free and clear to return to California without any oversight from community corrections or parole. We do wish you the best. We wish you a safe transition. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And if you could, please give the phone to your CO3, Mr. Allen. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so very much for having him ready, and we look forward to speaking with you sometime in the future.